we have received various complaints from people complaining that both uniformed personnel and even civilians extort money from them in the name of assisting them to be recruited, not only in the fire service, in all other security services. And some of these complaints have actually been reported to the police. And we have gone ahead on several occasions, sent notice and information to the general public.
How massive is it this year? Because we hear of such things every year. Is it that you have failed to put in place some mechanisms?
Several measures have been put in place to actually prevent this. I was talking of we moving and shifting from the direct application to online.
As much as one would have expected that officers should have been the sieving point to weed out miscreants who would want to take advantage of the situation, we are told that some of your officers continuously engage in the act. What could be wrong, and then what are you doing about this?
I wouldn't deny this because we are also humans. You know, it is a human society. You can't just rule out some of those miscreants in a society. So, of course, the education, the warning is always from the chief officer that is warning all of us in doing.
But aside the warnings and the human factor that you've continuously alluded to, have there been prosecutions?
Yeah, in the name of recruitment, I'm aware about 3 years ago, a fire officer was, you know, actually detained. As we are talking, I can't tell whether he's out of prison. And I'm also aware that some fire officers have also been dismissed in the name of taking money from people to assist them. So the service frown at this, and then the punitive measures are taken if investigation proves that, yes, the people really have committed that. And a lot of it is on cost. So the service is doing everything possible to.
Deputy PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate.